Hey everyone, welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the show where we break down the latest in AI, coding, and occasionally, why my smart fridge still refuses to buy oat milk. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. And Alex, I still think your fridge is just trying to save you from a life of bland lattes. Today we're getting nerdy with Microsoft's brand new MAI models, especially the ones powering GitHub Copilot and some wild new reasoning tricks. 7 models, 0 distillation, and apparently a whole lot of self-sufficiency. What does that even mean? We're about to find out.
That's right. If you've seen the headlines from Build 2026 and thought, wait, didn't Microsoft already have Copilot and, you know, OpenAI? This episode is for you. Let's dive in.
Okay, Alex, set the scene for us. Microsoft just dropped 7 in-house AI models. What's the big deal here?
Big deal is right. For the first time, Microsoft built a whole family of AI models called MAI, completely in-house. No borrowing, no student-teacher distillation from OpenAI or anyone else. They're flexing those AI muscles and saying, hey, we can do this ourselves. The two stars of the show, MAI Code 1 Flash, their new coding model, and MAI Thinking 1, a reasoning powerhouse.
7 models, so it's not just coding bots running wild in VS Code?
Nope. The family includes models for coding, reasoning, image generation, transcription, and voice. There's even a Flash variant for some of them. But most developers will first meet MAI Code 1 Flash, now rolling out in GitHub Copilot for VS Code users. And then there's MAI Thinking 1, which is in private preview on Microsoft Foundry.
Flash, like it's fast, or are we talking superhero capes?
No capes, just speed. MAI Code 1 Flash is lightweight and designed to be quick and efficient, a bit like Claude Haiku, but, according to Microsoft, cheaper and smarter. It's got 5 billion parameters, which is enough to impress your dev friends, but not so big that your laptop starts making airplane noises.
All right, but does it actually code better, or is it just another shiny model in the picker?
On the hard stuff.
So basically, it doesn't write you a novel when you want a haiku, and vice versa. I wish my emails worked like that.
Same. And for the security folks, Microsoft built a 186-question adversarial benchmark to make sure it's reasoning, not just memorizing Stack Overflow.
Oof, 186 trick questions. That's more than I got on my driving test. How did it do?
It scored about 85.8 adjusted accuracy, but Microsoft admits there are still some categories, like Einstelling traps, where it's not perfect. So, room to grow. But for devs, it's a big leap in efficiency and reliability.
All right, what about MAI Thinking 1? The name alone sounds like it should be solving world peace.
If only. MAI Thinking 1 is their flagship reasoning model. Think of it as the brains of the operation, built from scratch, no borrowed DNA from other labs. It's a sparse mixture of experts model, which is a fancy way of saying it's really good at picking the right mini-brain for each task. It runs 35 billion active parameters out of a trillion total, so it punches above its weight.
So how does it compare to the likes of Claude Opus or GPT?
On Microsoft's own benchmarks, so grain of salt, it goes toe-to-toe with Claude Opus 4.6 on WEBench Pro, and in blind human evaluations, it was preferred over Claude Sonnet 4.6. Plus, it's got a 256,000 token context window, enough for a 600-page document in one go. Try pasting your entire high school diary in there, Jamie.
Nobody needs that much context, trust me. But that's genuinely impressive. And all of this runs on Microsoft's own hardware, too?
Yes, here's where it gets sci-fi. The models were co-designed with Microsoft's Maya 200 inference chips, the ones built on TSMC's 3-nanometer process. This vertical integration means Microsoft controls everything, the model, the data pipeline, and the hardware. It's like building your own gaming PC from scratch, but for AI.
So in short, Microsoft isn't just a customer anymore. They're baking their own AI cake and eating it too.
Exactly. And the frosting is what they call frontier tuning, meaning businesses and big customers can customize these models on their own workflow data. Microsoft claims, for example, a custom Excel-tuned MAI matches GPT-5.4, but at a tenth of the cost. And the Mayo Clinic is even building a clinical model with them. But as always, these are Microsoft's numbers. I'm waiting for the independent cook-off before betting my lunch money.
So my models aren't about replacing OpenAI, but giving Microsoft more options and a bit of leverage?
Right. Microsoft's official line is optionality, not divorce. On Foundry, their model platform, you can still use OpenAI, Anthropic, Meta, Mistral, and the rest. But now Microsoft isn't limited by what OpenAI delivers. They can ship their own stuff on their own terms.
All right. So for devs listening at home, if you open up VS Code today, you might already be using My Code 1 Flash in Copilot. And if you're in enterprise land, My Thinking 1 is waiting for you on Foundry, if you can get an invite.
That's the gist. And if you're wondering, was My trained on OpenAI data? Nope. Microsoft says it's all clean, licensed data with no AI-generated content in the pre-training mix.
Okay, last question, Alex. How do I get my fridge to stop judging my oat milk choices?
Sorry, Jamie. That's going to require AI Overlord 1.0, maybe next year.
All right, that's all for this episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a review and share us with your favorite AI-powered appliance.
See you next time. Same nerd time, same nerd channel.